Is there a way to consolidate without having a giant building bond? Is there a way to consolidate that would take kids out of harm's way, this one method of egress situation? Is there a way to improve facilities instead of building parking lots? Is there a way to save more money by doing so? And the answer is, I was able to come up with a plan, and I'm not an architect, and this is not the only plan, but there are wonderful alternatives once you get the community involved. And this entire process has been about excluding and silencing community. And the most indicative aspect I can say of that is that we gave to the Board of Education a 170-signature community petition that eloquently said, if you're going to take millions of dollars, if you're going to change the very fabric of our community, we need to be on those committees. We need to have a say. And over, the president of the board, she wrote in an editorial in the Columbia paper, and the superintendent said, we have no legal obligation to talk to you, us being the public, about consolidation. And they may have no legal obligation, but one would think they had a moral obligation. I'm voting no next Tuesday because this is anti-kid. It cuts 25% to 30% of their facilities off. It's anti-taxpayer. There's $30 million of tax impact. And it's anti-jobs. These jobs belong here in Columbia County where we need them.